eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Later in the hour, Keith Jones's prediction. He has been uncanny for months now. Will he continue his streak? Will he pick the Eagles or will he pick the Niners? He's looking at like he might be tilting towards San Francisco.
I don't know.
Confidence city.
But I would like to make a statement here. For many years, I have said negative things about the former Giants running back, Tiki Barber.
Mm-hmm.
Even afterwards in his broadcast career, I've occasionally taken a shot. I no longer have any hostility toward Tiki.
Oh, nice.
I am now officially a fan of Tiki Barber because he's classy enough to come on, Al, and take our abuse after his Giants prediction was wrong. From WFAN, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tiki Barber. Tiki, we like you now in Philly.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I need like. I just need respect, right? Does that work?
Absolutely. Totally. I always respect you. You're a hell of a running back. But Tiki,
when I come down and buy you a beer, that's when we can like each other, right?
And I'll soon have much time for that type of activity. All right, Tiki, why didn't your prediction on the Giants work out? What happened in that game?
Well, I mean, the Giants are a team that need to be very precise in how they execute. And after the first drive got stopped because Brian Daboll decided to go for it on fourth down, and the Eagles, your team goes back and scores again. They're all of a sudden off their schedule, and their mode of winning is disrupted. And they, I don't know if they panicked or weren't available for or weren't ready for the moment. It just felt like everything collapsed all at once, and it happened immediately. We talked about this yesterday on our show. I honestly think that not playing Week 18 like it meant something hurt the Giants, not because they needed to win to show that they were compatible with the Eagles or they could beat them or whatever scenario you would throw out. But it is hard to play in Philadelphia. And I know we talked about this last week when we chatted. Like the Raiders Stadium or out in Oakland, it's tough, right? You know, going to a dome, Minnesota, it's tough. But there's just something really intense about Philadelphia, from the fan base, from the atmosphere, from the team itself this season. It's hard to play there. And a lot of these guys weren't ready for that moment. And you could see it and you could feel it. So in a nutshell, the Eagles at home put an aura on the Giants that they just couldn't cope with.
That's a fascinating answer for somebody who's experienced it himself, Tiki. Tiki, we got a rookie seventh round pick coming in at quarterback, Brock Purdy. He has not encountered this environment either. Do you think it'll be shocking to him when he sees it on Sunday?
I do, actually, because you can't prepare yourself for it. Like, you think you understand what hate is like vitriol is, and usually when you experience it, it's because of a reason, right? It's because you've done something or you've earned the hate of the opposing team or the situation that you're in. And Philly, it's just because you have the wrong jersey on, right? And they're knowledgeable. The thing about Philly fans, you guys know this, you're knowledgeable about the guys that you're killing. I remember going down there after I first had my son, AJ, who's now 20 and crazy in college at Princeton. People are talking about, hey, Deke, you're going to fumble your son? Like, it's like little things that don't mean anything,
yeah.
But you're like, what are you talking about? Right? And so they get inside your head because they're knowledgeable and like really loud and vitriolic fans.
That's fascinating. We are thinking that he has not faced that kind of a pass rush. He has not faced this kind of environment. But we keep here's what we keep getting told, Tiki, that he's not really quarterback of the team. He's just managing the offense. At some point, he's going to have to make split-second decisions as a rookie. Yeah. That's going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you also have to give him credit because, you know, Brock Purdy had no snaps until 6 weeks ago. He was the third-string quarterback. Maybe he was running the scout team. And all of a sudden, he gets thrust into an environment, and he understands the playbook. He understands what he's supposed to do with the ball. And while the last couple of games haven't been elite, not throwing for 350 yards and four touchdowns, all he does have to do is manage the game and get the ball in the hands of his playmakers, whether it's Kittle or Christian McCaffrey or Deebo Samuel, even Brandon Ayuk. At this point, there's so many places where he can distribute the ball. I think the thing that he's done best as a young quarterback without like deep knowledge of this offense is extend plays and not make mistakes. When you make mistakes as a young player, they tend to compound because you get confused why you made the mistake. And you're like, oh, well, what am I doing? And you get lost. He's stayed current every single game that he's played in. So even when he's made these little ones, they don't compound themselves.
All right, Tiki, I got to take your temperature on Daniel Jones versus Jalen Hurts based on what you said last week and now. Because last week you said you thought Jones was in a better position. Chris Sims, after the game, we think he's a boob here at Philly, all right, Tiki? But he said he still prefers Jones because Jones can run almost as well as Hurts and Jones is a better passer. You right now with these two?
Yeah. Look, I love Jalen Hurts. I said it to you last week, and it wasn't about Jalen Hurts. To me, Jalen Hurts, the sky is the limit for him. And the only reason I thought that Daniel Jones was better prepared was because of his health.
Right.
Daniel Jones is healthy, and you know, he's a big kid, Daniel Jones. He's 6'4 and 230-something pounds. He's athletic. He can run. He can throw any ball that you need to. But Jalen Hurts has a gamer in him. There's like this This what we usually refer to as the X factor. He finds ways to make plays, even when sometimes they're broken down and not available to him. That's both with his legs and with his arm. And I think the thing that I learned in the divisional game against the Giants that I kind of knew but I hadn't seen is that he's fearless. Right? When you're hurt and you have a bum shoulder and you still run into contact and you still like put your body in positions where you could, you know, do more damage. It's telling me something about your mind. Now, maybe it's just crazy because all football players are a little bit crazy. Maybe it's just a little bit more crazy than I thought. But there's a fearlessness to him that he'll get it done no matter what. And that's something that you can't put on paper. You can't measure it. There's no anecdotal way or empirical way that you can, you know, quantify that. But he has it. And by the way, he's had it his whole life. And I know we talk about it all the time from his high school and college, both his transfer, Alabama and the transfer to Oklahoma. He's had that, and it translates into the NFL, which is rare and hard to do.
I just got one more, Tiki. I love this. You really shed a lot of light on what's going on. Tiki, given that the fans were not really kind to you here, do you have a rooting interest in the NFC Championship game? Would you like to see these fans disappointed the Niners go to the Super Bowl? What's your rooting interest here?
It's funny because I developed a deep respect for Philadelphia, even though I hated going down there and playing. I told you last week I knew I was done when I went there, and I didn't feel that ire. But something happened after 2002, after Rondé's interception. I'm being serious. It flipped to this, man, they got to live with that forever. I can't be their enemy all the time. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And so I've had so many close relationships with guys on there, whether it's Dawkins or Ike Reese, your colleague, or Jeremiah Trotter. And even though we did battles and it was like, I hate these guys, and Troy, you're such a jerk off. You did this. And like, I hated it. But now that I've grown, I realize that you very rarely get that kind of relationship on the field that expands off of the field. And so I've come to respect Philly and the team, the organization. You know, my last game was down there. I told you guys this, against the playoff game where Westbrook went crazy on us. And basically my retirement press conference happened in the press room that day, that night.
Oh.
And Jeffrey Lurie came in and said glowing words about me, right? And so it was unexpected. I was just kind of like, all right, this is my last time talking to you guys. You know, I'm retiring, I'm going on to do the Today Show and all these other things. And he came in and said really nice things about me. It truly changed my feeling about the team, the organization.
I love it, Tiki. I want to say this: you are now we are fans of Tiki Barber in Philadelphia. We still hate your brother, however. You tell Rondé to go to hell, but we really like you, Tiki. All right?
I will do that. I relish that because he has everything else on me. He was a championship. He played 16 years, made 10, 6 more years of game checks than I did. He just plays golf for a living nowadays. Wow. So I will tell him that.
Tiki, thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing this twice in a short period of time. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Be guys, anytime, reach out.
Tiki Barber. Al.
It happened again, Al.
There you go.
Now, Jonesy was watching that, and he thought that I was getting hooked.
Yep.
Molded like a piece of clay. There
he is. He molded me, Al. He charmed the pants off of me.
Yeah.
Right
you started cooing all over the place like an old pigeon.
He was. Hold on, Rhea. Was he working me?
Oh, my God. It was embarrassing.
It was.
But I was actually, I have to say this. I was very impressed with Tiki's. To do it.
He charmed her too,
no,
Al.
I didn't say he charmed me. I said I was really impressed with him, how he charmed you.
Oh, in other words, I just got worked.
Yes.
Al, did I get worked?
Man, better than Gannon.
Al, grab him a tissue. He's drooling all over himself.
I am not drooling.
That's embarrassing.
You going to get his initials?
Yeah.
You know what,
Tramp
Al.
Stamp, here it comes.
Al, I think TB. Where am I going to put TB?
Yeah. I can tell you.
John is on the line.
Smile he has right
get
now.
Me a tattoo artist. John's on the line from Clifton.
Just
hi,
don't
Johnny.
Get Brian Billick.
Hey, what's going on, Andy? What's going on, Morning Crew?
What's happening, Johnny?
Well, Andy, you did just get worked by Tiki, but we will fast forward past that.
I thought it was a nice exchange. Okay, maybe he worked me. It's possible.
Yeah, he did work you. About Chris Sims. Maybe Chris Sims is from Florida. Maybe he's from, you know, to stand your ground, because I don't understand why he didn't walk back anything he said. The guy, he's just not that smart.
He really isn't. That's
not
the bottom line, John.
Yeah.
He's not smart. He's a dumbass who got all these jobs because of his dad.
Yeah, very, very true. Silver spoon. But my point on the Eagles is I'm excited about Sunday. I'm excited about our offense going up against that defense, so we can finally quiet the national media about what we are and who we are, and we're going back to another bowl. I'm very, very confident.
I'm loving your attitude. All right, John, here's a chance to go to the big game. Give me a Chris that's better than Chris Sims.
I'll give you a great Chris that started here in Philadelphia. He should have ended here in Philadelphia, Chris Carter.
Chris Carter.
All he does very is
I like
great
it.
Choice.
Chris Carter. That was a fascinating story, Al. The cocaine, then he comes back,
Buddy,
and he redeems himself. Yeah. Buddy, all he does is catch touchdowns.
I mean, Buddy got killed for that for years, but he actually saved his life.
He was very good. And Buddy did behind the scenes. Buddy was a crusty old man, but deep down, heart of gold. Think it through. 215-592. Of course, he came in near the end too, Alan. He might have charmed.
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder here if I'm just the lapdog for a lot of different people.
No, Nick really likes you a lot.
He told me he did.
I think he does.
You heard him yesterday. He said he enjoys our exchanges.
I suspect you guys will hang out a lot after.
All right. Maybe what we need to do in these final weeks is hook people up to lie detectors.
Yeah.
Just a thought. 215-592-9494. Who's on the hot seat? It's 9:22 in the studio, Al, is our buddy Pete Cherokee from Chickens and Pete's. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Pete, a couple of things. Pete has already agreed, Al, he is not doing a long thing. Right, Pete? We're not doing 8 and a half minutes.
I have
minutes.
About 16 pages.
No, oh, my God.
No,
here we
don't
go.
Do that to me, Pete. First of all, we have to share something because Pete and I shared our love and appreciation of a true radio legend. Jerry Blatter,
That's
who
correct.
Passed away last week. Can you just do the...
You're the best, Cataldi. There's nobody better than you. Radio would be nothing without you.
with the clicking in.
Clicking. Lots of clicking. Lots
you would
of
do
clicking.
That. And we went to Memories many times. And God, I can't believe he's gone. I can't believe it.
It's wiping out my whole radio... Yeah. In 1 week. I don't even know if I need a radio in my new car.
Well, he did. Maybe you should attach yourself to younger people.
Well, yeah, I got you, him.
Oh, well, man. Here's a thought.
Al's here 5 more years.
Pete, Al's got a new 5-year deal, and I'm not lying. This is true. Jonesy, you need to confirm this.
Yes.
So Al says to Jonesy, well, all these old guys are burning out. Why don't I burn out?
Yes.
What did you say, John?
Because he has not done anything his entire career. He just sits down and starts talking.
No
prep ever.
Al, you have no symptoms at all of burnout?
No.
What have you done?
That's easy. What has he done? Last night he got the Lifetime Achievement Award of the Sports Writers. What do you mean?
Nothing. Just keep breathing.
Lifetime Achievement Award for doing nothing.
Get up, go to work, cover hockey. It's fun. Why would I burn out?
Pete, I would just like to say my association with you and Chickies and Pete's is one of the highlights of my time at WIP. You're an amazing man, and thank you for being so kind and so great to all of the people that listen to our station.
Well, I should be thanking you. You know, it's funny. We met at a carnival the first time. Lisa, my wife, she was an Eagles cheerleader at the time, and she introduced us. And she sort of saw something, and she goes, you got to meet this guy, Angelo. I'm like, Angelo, I didn't listen to sports radio. I didn't really know anything about it. And then, of course, Gail was from Mayfair, from the original Chicken Pizza in our family grocery store. I had known Gail, and then you guys got together. But the thing that really made us click was when you came to Chicken Pizza one night, and you sat down next to a table of four. And at the table of four, they were affluent, you could tell, and they had one bowl of mussels that they were sharing. And they said to me, I was talking to Angelo, who was at the next table, and they said to me, excuse me, could you get me the manager? I said, well, you got me. I'm the manager. And they said, you know, these mussels, and if you've anybody that's been to Chicken Pizza, which you have, Jonesy, I know, had the mussels, it's a very large bowl of mussels. A
lot of mussels.
And they said, there are four mussels without any shells, without anything in them. And I looked at him like, I said, that's all right. We put six extra in every order. You're two ahead. Don't worry about it.
Love at first sight.
Right. That was
I saw that. I had that was the night I met you.
Right.
And I went, that guy is slick. And those people, here's the kicker of the story. They bought it.
They
went, okay. Well, all right. As long as there were six extras in there, we're ahead. We're two ahead.
I told them, two ahead. No extra charge.
And that's when I knew I was in the presence of a genius.
Oh, please.
Oh, my
please.
God. That was spectacular, Pete.
I just know that radio will be different for me for many reasons after today, after this run, I should say, with the Eagles. But you're the ringmaster here. You are, like, really different than a radio personality because you're a radio personality that turns everybody on. You turn them on, you hit them with the whip, they start to jump through the hoops.
See that?
You got guys like Jonesy.
I turned Jonesy on. I turned him on.
You never got Al to jump.
I turned Al on.
You really don't.
Can you turn him off now?
He really never went on.
I turned Rhea on.
Huh?
Doesn't sound right.
No.
Joe Wechter, I turned that crusty producer on.
That's
Sam
true.
Wechter.
He's going to remain, right? He's going to stay.
Oh,
he's
staying. He's not going anywhere.
Staying.
5-year deal.
You kidding me?
But the show will never be the same. It will be
Thank
unique
you,
in its own way.
Thank you.
But we were just looking at the Philadelphia Magazine from 93 or something? 96. And it said, what is morning radio coming to in Philadelphia? Sports talk.
Yep.
Because of you with the breast removal and this and that. And people don't realize all the things you did and missed WIPs.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was fun.
All right, you're bringing up all the stuff we're trying to forget. We would have been off the air if we did any of that stuff.
That was
now.
The cheese sauce there.
Yeah.
I got to ask you this, Pete, and you got to be honest with me. So Jonesy has told this story a couple of times about his encounter with your cheese sauce with the crab fry.
Yeah.
And the story goes a little awry because it upset him. Right? Yeah, and he tells the story. Yeah. He ends up in Malton with a teddy bear. And he's pooping in a bush. Did that story ever bother you? Did that story bother you? Because I always thought, well, people might not try your cheese sauce now because of what happened with Jonesy and the teddy bear.
It's killed business, as you can tell. We haven't opened any place.
You haven't been the same since.
17 chickies and Pete's later, we still got the teddy bear
story. He laughed.
Story.
The next day he was
See,
laughing.
That's how you know, because you take it the right way, Pete. You're
Listen,
awesome.
Listen, I'll take anything.
Thank you.
I got a polar bear for you, but if you want.
It was a polar bear.
Yeah.
Well, thank God they threw it away.
They had to throw it away. Polar bears are not brown.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I know I'm not going to be much longer here, but right. I just want to say thank you for all the enjoyment, all the mornings. I said to Lisa this morning, what are we going to do? I mean, what can we do? I mean, some things will still be here. It's just the one who pushes the buttons will not be here.
They'll be great. The people that are replacing me push buttons great.
Yeah,
I think
well,
they'll
I'm sure
be terrific.
They play the piano too, but you invented it. You've made this morning exceptional. Every night, every morning when you wake up, you. I mean, when I go to bed at night and think about, like, especially after this week, I said this was Saturday game. I can't wait till Monday morning.
Yeah.
To hear you. It's like that's the best. That is the best.
You.
And thank you for doing it. And I'm sure we'll be able to socialize more.
Oh, lots of socialization.
Which was always, you know, a problem because, you know.
Does he have to pay now?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Thank you.
No, I got to pay. The table, my friend.
I'll get Al to plug you. Al's still got five years here.
Can you still make a call?
No, I'm not making calls.
If you're going to come in, what, just to.
When I'm going. No, the last thing they need is to hear me cracking into their party. When I'm done, Pete. When I'm done, I'm done. You understand? I'm done.
Other guys have came across this radio station and said the same thing. And
no.
I hear them more than ever now.
No. I'm going to tell you something right now. Unlike Al, I am experiencing burnout.
Yeah.
You're experiencing. It doesn't sound it. So doing your best weeks at the end here,
well,
buddy.
Thank you, Pete. The Eagles are helping a lot.
Yeah.
Pete, thank you. Thank you for everything.
You couldn't script it better.
Pete, we love you, man.
Love you too, Angelo. We're going to really miss you.
All right. Well, let's get a couple of calls in. We got a hot seat. Get Ava in here. We need a hot seat. I'm getting verklempt.
Verklempt.
Wait a minute. You got something in your hand. What's that? What, Pete?
I want to invite you to Chickie and Pete's on Friday night. I don't know if you can make it or not because we're having a Bud Light Eagles pep rally Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. We're giving away free tickets to the game.
No.
Swoop will be there. Players will be there. Mm. Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders will be there, maybe the drum line, and hopefully you could stop by with a lovely Gale. And
I'm not ruling it out. And for one reason, nothing against you, but we love Lisa. We really love Lisa.
It would be your last public appearance, really.
My last thing? Okay.
You know.
If Gale says she doesn't have anything planned, I will come on Friday night. Because Ava said to me this morning before the show, she wanted to spend more time with me. And this will give her a chance to spend two additional hours.
She molded you too?
Yep. Pete, I love you. Yeah,
love you too, bud.
I'll get over there. I will. Thank
Please
you, Pete.
Please do. All right.
Thank you. Chickies and Pete's Pete. Friday night, Ava.
Tickets.
Yes.
We're
going to
do it. Let me get Frank in, and then we'll find out who's on a hot seat. Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Angelo. What's happening, pal?
Are you getting excited?
I am getting excited. I think this is going to be a romp this weekend, to be honest with you.
You do? You think we're going to get ahead of that kid?
Yeah, I don't think that he has what it takes to be in this environment. I'm not really putting too much into the whole first thing, rookie thing, but coming to Philly, being with this defense, I mean, I've seen these guys hit last week. Like, I've never seen an Eagles defense hit in a while. Let's put it that way.
I know. And, they said the practices were intense. They knew going into that game they were ready. I need that to happen again, and then we need to go to Arizona.
A lot of confidence.
Pete, will you go to Arizona if they make the Super Bowl?
We already have going to Arizona for sure.
Wow.
We already have the plane, the flights. We're ready to go.
All right, have you opened the place there yet in Arizona?
I'm going to look out while I'm there.
A new chickies
and here
Pete.
Here we go, another
Every
one.
Every time the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, Pete opens a place.
But you know what's funny? When we went to Minnesota, we were selling crab fries there.
Yes.
I guess that legal seafood. We beat them out, and now we're still selling them there.
There it is. Every time the Eagles go, Pete gets richer. How's that possible?
It becomes a business trip.
Frankie, give me a Chris better than Chris Sims.
How about Mr. Chris Wheeler?
Chris Wheeler. Interesting.
Go.
He went local. It's weird because the next three callers, I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. Neither is Joe. The next three callers are Chris, Chris, and Chris. How's that possible?
That's what
he's
a genius.
Chris, but not yet. Because we got a hot seat. Ava, who's on the hot seat?
Well, Angie, I think this is an obvious one. Today, Chris Sims is back on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity Mobile. Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. A different kind of network designed to save you money. Hot seat. Oh, Chris Sims, you just don't know when to stop talking, do you? In a podcast, Chris revealed some more dumb opinions in regards to Jalen Hurts.
Even now, after what happened on Saturday night, Al, he's holding firm on his support for Daniel Jones.
If he was playing for the Eagles, and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, I mean, how much do the Eagles win by? 20 still? 30?
I don't think
might be closer.
I don't think it's a whole lot different, because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, way better.
Oh, this guy's embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Right? This guy's got to stop.
He doubled down.
Mm-hmm. He needs to quit.
He doubled down on stupid.
He needs to take a week off
and
then quit.
Stupid and then went.
Again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
So dumb.
How is he still employed?
I don't know.
Jonesy, this is a guy who did that other podcast where every
swearing
other word.
Everybody.
Jalen Hurts makes them better. I know that. And like, you SportsCenter Instagram for like putting it out again for like the third time in 3 weeks. Like, off. Like, really, off ESPN SportsCenter.
If the Eagles are going to use stuff to motivate themselves, this guy's motivating me.
Yes.
Punch him in the face.
He is serving the city well. That's right. For sure.
Oh, wow. Ava, you threw it all out there. Yeah. You even brought back the profane rant.
Yes. That is still so awful.
Beautiful job on that one. That was great. That was great. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Pete, for not saying it on the air. Pete, I'm going to just show this to Ava, because we've been doing Chris's that are better. I guess this is close. Better than Chris Sim. Would that get in the hat? Don't say the word. Would that get in the hat?
Low bar. Yeah.
Oh,
I like it.
Pete Cherokee would get in the hat.
Mm.
He is not in the contest because he's already incredibly wealthy.
He looks sharp today, doesn't he?
He looks
sharp all the time.
He never ages. Look at this guy. How are you doing it, Pete? What is your secret? Is it a crab fry?
How did you know? Yeah. Crab fries every day, 7 days a week. Crab fries morning through night.
And you stay young.
Stays forever.
It's gluten-free, so that's why Pete he's on a gluten-free diet.
And Pete told me privately, if you order any of the mussels and there are any empties, let him know. He's going to take something off the bill. 215-592-9494. Drama building. Keith Jones has been unbelievable in his predictions from the Kevin Hayes
hat trick
to the Eagles romp last week. Jonesy and what he is claiming out could be his final appearance here.
Yeah, could be it.
He's claiming.
This is. Shut up, Jonesy. Jonesy will. He has asked for the final minute of this show to make his prediction, and it will include a dramatic flourish.
Oh, 25 seconds.
215.
I don't want to hold.
All right, we're back here, coming up on 9:43 right now, and I need a moment to speak directly to the fans, those that are going to the game and those that are hoping to go to the game, because we're going to give somebody a couple tickets in a couple minutes here. But, Al, I want to start. You got to have a mindset for this game. Brock Purdy is afraid.
Yep.
You understand? It's like Tiki Barber was saying, until you experience the hostility in this football environment, you have not really understood what the hardcore of the NFL is. That means you fans have to bring it and make it uncomfortable for the scared rookie.
Mm-hmm.
That is why Joe Conklin now went out of his way today to put together some songs intended to make it uncomfortable for Brock Purdy. Here is KTEL.
KTEL Records presents Brock Purdy's Reckoning. Hey, rookie, it's your coming out party, Purdy.
We're gonna Brock this clown, turn him inside out. Oh! We're gonna Brock this clown, make him scream and shout.
Ah! It's gonna be years before this poor young man recovers from the trauma he's about to endure.
Purdy woman, you're getting your ass beat. Purdy woman, time to taste defeat. Purdy woman.
He'll be taking all the hits.
Oh! Bye-bye, Purdy. We're gonna blitz you so. Bye-bye, Purdy. God, you really blow.
Your career will be pretty much finished after this game.
I don't wanna see your Purdy work no more.
Oh.
You're a fool to think that Purdy works. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Purdy boy, the big bully in Philly is about to steal your lunch money and punch you right in your Purdy lips.
Purdy, you're a boy, gonna destroy, playing at the link, gonna get your ass beat someday, pass rush in your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Singing, we will Brock you.
Purdy, soon you're going down. Sunday, 3 p.m. at the link.
We will Brock you. And don't forget what Austin Arty said.
I want to lay such a beating on this kid that he questions whether or not he wants to play football anymore.
Now, Joe Conklin has a comedy show coming up at Holy Rosary Regional School on Walton Road in Bluebell. That's February 4th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. Listen closely to me. In less than 15 minutes, you are going to have an opportunity to purchase tickets at Ticketmaster. Tickets will go on sale for the NFC Championship game in exactly 14 minutes. Try to get those tickets only if you plan to make that place hostile for the Niners, and particularly the scared rookie quarterback. Make it tough on them. Yeah, I'm coming to that pep rally. I'm going to get those people ready there, Pete. I'm coming to that pep rally. You know why? Because you got to win this game. My career is riding on it, Al. My career is riding on this game.
Well, let's let them know that.
So get out there and buy those tickets and make a racket on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Rhea, are you going to make a racket?
Of course I will.
You're our only representative.
Well, I'll make a racket, I promise.
You. We need you, Rhea.
And Pete from Chickies and Pizza, are you going to be there Sunday?
Miss it for the world.
Hello! Exactly. So get going. Be ready. Jonesy, I'm going to give you the minute. Not yet. Do you know what you want to say yet?
No.
Oh, he's still waiting now. He's still measuring what to say. So we're going to try a Chris hat trick.
Ooh.
We are looking for Chris's better than Chris Simmons. Here is Chris number one. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Chris, I need more energy than that.
Hey.
Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm still looking for more energy.
Speak.
I got two things.
Yeah.
This Chris Simms is a bum. Hasn't he watched the two games where we didn't have Hurts at all?
Okay.
And Gannon, I think Gannon's going to be fine. We need to game plan how Dallas did in the first half.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Chris, give me a Chris. Who you got?
Chris Terrian.
Oh, that figures.
Oh, is Ava Graham going to ignore the best friend of Keith Jones and Al Morgan?
Longest tenured flyer ever.
Yep.
Longest tenured flyer ever.
Pick.
Also, longest tenured flyer who never got in a fight. Chris is on the line. Here's Chris.
Oh, here, wow.
Is that rude?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
Is it accurate?
No.
No. Okay, Chris, who got in more fights, you or Terrian?
That's an easy one.
You?
Yeah.
Jonesy got in two fights.
Might have to get another one when I leave. See him.
All right. Chris number two. Who's your Chris?
I'm going to go with Chris Berman.
Chris Berman has
names.
Been selected.
And still terrible.
How would you go through
Berman,
it?
We got Terrian, Wheeler, Cotta, I don't even know that one because it was Walken, Kyle, Pronger, Berman, Everett, Lloyd, Long. We have Helmsworth, Kringle, Tucker, Rock, because it's Biggie.
Hard to believe Pete. They gave you an award last night.
Pete. Yeah. I'm seeing early signs of burnout from Al. Did you see the way he butchered that list?
Well, it was the rapper that was throwing
Cotta?
Me off.
Biggie?
Who's Cotta?
Biggie.
Who's Cotta?
Chris Carter.
Carter. With the R. Carter. Yeah.
That was just awful, Al.
That was really awful.
You might want to rethink this 5-year deal.
I already did.
Here is Chris, number 3. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Angelo, how's it going? Chris
it's going great, Chris.
Listener.
Chris, I'm very excited about Sunday, but you got to be mean on Sunday. Are you going to be mean?
I'm going to be mean, Angelo. I'm telling you. We got to bring it, man.
All right.
No one's better than us at that stadium.
You understand that kid's a rookie. He's never met you, Chris.
Oh, I know. He's going to meet Eagles fans, though. I'm telling you that. He's faced some tough people in college, but he's never faced an Eagles fan in Philadelphia.
All right, now, Chris, who's your guy?
I'm going with the late and great Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell.
Oh, yeah.
He was a singer, right now?
Yes, sir.
Well, who is it? I like it. Stay right there. All right, Pat's up next. Pat, who's your Chris?
And first, can I just give one quick stat I heard last week?
Yep.
As you say about Chris Gannon, that behind San Fran, the Eagles were the number 2 defense in the NFL.
Yep, that's correct. Did you watch the games? Did you enjoy all the open receivers?
No.
Did you win? Dak Prescott was 24 for 24 against Gannon's soft zone.
Angelo, we're ripping Chris Sims all morning for not stepping back after being wrong.
Oh no, I was not wrong.
Gannon had a brilliant game plan on Saturday night.
He did,
and that's the way you handle it.
Okay, all right, Gannon. Right now I'm in flux on Gannon. All right, Pat?
Don't give up the fight, Ange.
I'm not. Look at this. It's like a tug of war. You each got my arm here, and you pull it. Yeah. You know what? Gannon sucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's it, Ange.
Here we go.
I can't shake. I'm sorry, Rhea. I cannot keep the pressure.
Jonathan. You buried Sims all morning for just, doubling down.
He's been doing it 33 years.
My father was a tool maker. I didn't get this job through him the way Chris did.
Certainly made a tool.
What? See what Jesus did. That's mean. Pat, I need a Chris.
I can't believe no one said Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus. All he did was found America. Yes, he's a controversial figure now, Albert.
They took him out the box.
Yeah.
Here's what he is out of the box now. And plus, Al, I don't think Christopher Columbus realizes there's still a controversy about him.
Nah.
He's been gone forever.
Yeah.
All right, I got a pair of Dave's. Let's see what Dave's got. Dave, I need a Chris.
Hey, Angelo, how are you, brother? I'm going to go with that. Chris Martin, the lead singer for the band Coldplay?
Chris Martin, formerly married to Gwyneth Paltrow, who is very gorgeous. Dave's up next. Dave, who you got?
I tell you what, Chris Sims is like a little girl. And when I think of a Chris and a girl in the skirt, I think of Chris Everett, the tennis player.
Yep, already named. Can't take it. Adam, I need a Chris. Adam, are you there?
Chris Maragos.
Chris Maragos, and one more. Terry, you get the last Chris.
I love women, so I'm going to say Chris Jenner.
Chris Jenner. All right.
Al, do you know who Chris Maragos is?
The name?
Chris Al is
Maragos. Eagles. Former Eagles, special
Eagles.
Team.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
It was Chris Grant.
He ran a business. Here.
You think a special team Eagles getting in the list? Let's find out from Ava. Ava, who you got? Who are the 5 winners for the Chris's? By the way, nobody said Pete Cherokee's out. Chris.
Yeah. The Cowboys went down, so he's done.
He's worse than Sims, isn't he?
The Cowboys went down, but not as far as he did when he fell off our chair.
And Pete's just hoping he doesn't come in the restaurant.
All right,
I hope he does.
I hope he does. All right, are you ready, Ava?
Yep,
here are the 5.
So, Chris Long.
Yep.
Chris Kringle. Chris Farley. Chris Terrian for Jonesy there, and
Love
Biggie
it.
Smalls, Chris Wallace.
Chris, and who is the winner of our tickets to the big game?
The winner is Chris Long.
Chris Long!
There you go.
That's good karma! All right, Jonesy.
Yeah.
Moment of truth has arrived. I need you
I'm
right
still
now.
Working on it.
No, there's no working on it. You have to make a prediction and then do your dramatic flourish.
Okay, number one prediction, and everyone can bet this, A.J. Brown will catch a touchdown.
Ooh, all right. A.J. Brown's catching
a TD. That's a gift for everyone.
All right, thank you for that, Jonesy.
It's going to be a very close game. The city is way too overconfident going into this game.
Ooh.
But based on Arson Arnie's description of what's going to happen to the quarterback.
I want to lay such a beating on this kid that he questions whether or not he wants to play football anymore.
You swung over.
The Eagles are going to win. They're not going to cover. It's going to be really tight. Don't bet them.
Like but what the, kind of score?
I would say like 20 to 18, somewhere in that range.
Close game,
it's
but we
really
are
tight.
Winning.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. The fans are going to have to bring it.
All right, and were
it.
You going to say something if they lost? You had a dramatic flourish.
Well, that was leaving?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.